Sunday Stripped
with Kramer.
What's up? It's Sunday Stripped for August the 13th. Hello, it's Kramer. Gonna crank up the show in a second, but first, I want to tell you about something so cool. Now, on this show, I'm not gonna send you to a product, a service, or a website, or whatever that I don't believe in, and two, that I don't think that you are going to love. And I'm so proud to have these guys on as a sponsor. Friday Night Karaoke on Facebook. I got sucked into this vortex of a Facebook community called Friday Night Karaoke. And it is the damnedest thing. I didn't expect to go over there and get that sucked in, but I spent like an hour and a half scrolling, watching people do karaoke, and it is awesome. It, by the way, it's the largest negativity-free, ad-free, gimmick-free Facebook community, and it has over like almost 20,000 people over there doing karaoke. So search on Facebook for Friday Night Karaoke. You can sing, or you can just scroll through and look. I mean, it's just, it's people like in their pajamas sitting on the couch, and then they're like belting out Amy Winehouse perfectly. I'm like, oh my God. And so I keep scrolling, and I see these two guys, they nailed the song Bad Company. Bad Company. So I'm scrolling, and then I see the name Billy Idol, and I'm like, okay, gotta listen to this because I'm a Billy Idol fan. They have different themes every week, and I guess the theme was lounge tunes. So this guy does Billy Idol like a lounge singer. And it was awesome. So then I'm scrolling. I see System of a Down. Okay, I'm a fan of System of a Down. I guess the theme of the week was like chipmunks. So this guy is belting, screaming out System of a Down like he just sucked in helium. It really is, man. It is a lot of fun. So they have new themes and new prizes every week, and then you have a chance to be featured on a top 10 music podcast that's also called Friday Night Karaoke. It is a blast. It's a time suck. So if you want to get sucked in, I dare you, you will get sucked into the vortex. Just type in on Facebook, Friday Night Karaoke. All right, let's do it. If you're new, this is a syndicated show that plays the biggest and best bands and the biggest names in rock doing their stuff acoustically. By the way, this is our 20th show. Can you believe that? 20 shows. We have a kick-ass show today for sure. Let's see. I'm going to do a double shot from one of my favorite Canadian bands. Here's a hint. They were formed in 1999. I'm going to talk to Scott Stapp from Creed, and he's going to talk about why Creed broke up. The band Ghost talks about their relationship with the cult and Satanism and all that goofy stuff. The Goo Goo Dolls admit that one of their songs fueled their career for about 15 years, and I'm going to play that song. Plus, I'm going to play, I guess you would call it a love song, from 1991, featuring a guy that everybody made fun of when he left that band to go to a much bigger band. 1991. Can you guess who that is? It's on today, baby. Let's do it.
Sunday Stripped.
One more kiss could be the best thing. One more lie could be the worst. And all these thoughts are never resting. And you're not something I deserve. In my head there's only you now. This world falls on. Life I lead and where I stand. And you love me, but you don't know who I am. So let me go, let me go. I dream ahead to what I hope for. And I turn my my back on loving you. How can this love be a good thing? Not know what I'm going through. In my head there's only you now, and this world falls on.
Sunday Strip.
Sunday Strip.
Is all I ever need.
ready, no.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. Extreme from 1991. When that song came out, you could not go anywhere and not hear it. And I haven't heard it in years, and I came across it on YouTube the other day, and I was like, holy crap. But, you know, I'll listen to it. And I listened to it, and I started singing it, and I was like, I'll play it on the show. I like to throw you a curveball sometimes. And that was back before Gary Cherone was the lead singer for Van Halen for about 3.5 minutes. Scott Stapp, he's always so great about doing interviews. You know, Creed had two runs, actually. They had the run in the 90s. They broke up, and then they had another run from, I don't know, 2009 to maybe 2012, somewhere around there. And here is Scott talking about the two runs and why they both fizzled out.
The first experience was, you know, we were family. We were brothers. We were in college together. We did holidays together.
Wow.
We were all we had. And the second experience, you know, everyone's successful, wealthy, and, you know, egos have grown.
Yeah.
And people change. And people grow. People grow apart.
Sunday Stripped.
Yes, I'm the one here, the only one here would carry on this fire.
The priest has stared at my soul. I have blamed the reason for my attention. Yes, I'm the one here, the only one here would carry on this
Sunday Strip.
Sunday Strip.
Heard on awesome rock stations like Rock 92.7 and Corpus Christi, Texas. Hey, Corpus, you rock.
Somehow, banging on the ceiling.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks, Foo Fighters. That's a song they never play acoustic for some reason, but we were lucky to find that one. You know, I found this song and debated on playing it. All I know about Post Malone is that he's a rapper, and he's the dude that's tattooed like it looks like a high school desk. You know what I'm talking about? He's got some crazy, stupid stuff on that mug, man. I found him doing Better Man by Pearl Jam, and I've listened to it about three times, and I can't figure out if I love it or hate it. You be the judge.
The only show of its kind anywhere. Sunday Strip. Sunday Strip.
Waiting, watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock, it's got to start. Tell her, take no more, she practices her speech as she opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. Lies and says she's in love with him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Talking to herself, there's no one else who needs to know. She tells herself. Memories back when she was bored and strong and waiting for the world to come along. Swear she's going, now she says she's gone. Oh, she lies and says she's in love with him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. She lies and says she still loves him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. She loved him. She don't want to leave this way. She feeds him.
It's Kramer. It's Sunday Stripped, segment number 2 for August the 10th. You know, I do a lot of work during the week with podcast. I'm kind of, that's what I do for a living. I'm in the podcast world, along with doing Sunday Stripped, of course. And I came across a guy who does a show for something that we talk about on this show all the time, which is mental health. And while I'm reading about him, I see that he had given out the suicide and crisis hotline, and that kind of beamed me in. And he was saying that, you know, when he was a kid, he got teased, he was bullied for stuff, his pants were, you know, too short, or his coat was on the wrong, you know, the wrong color, he had red hair, and then he wound up starting to take up for other friends of his that will get bullied. He's all grown up, and he's learned that what works best for him is laughter. And, you know, he uses humor to talk about all of his struggles with mental health. And I thought that was so cool. He does a show called Unmuffled Banter. We as men don't talk enough about it. We don't talk about our anxiety. We don't talk about our depression. I'm sure right now some of you, most of you, know someone who has committed suicide. We all know a rock star that's committed suicide. They come up on every single show I do. So I want you to go and listen to him, and I want you to really get into what he's doing. It's called Unmuffled Banter. He is Joey Misbehaves, and everybody over there is a family. They help each other. They talk to each other when they're going through stuff. So if you're going through it, maybe that's a perfect place for you to be. Look for Unmuffled Banter. To hear past shows when this one is done, hit up www.sundaystrip.com. A big shout out to JJ at KZ in Cheyenne. They just had a big show with Drowning Pool and a band called Anti-Saint. Great band. Look them up. Anti-Saint. I'm going to do a double shot of Theory of a Dead Man. One of the things I like about them is they can kind of change their sound depending on what kind of mood they're in or what they want to do. And some people hate that. Some people love it. I love it. Here's Tyler Connolly. He's the singer. He's talking about just that.
Living My Life Like a Country Song, which is a country song. We got Joe Don Rooney from Rascal Flatts singing on it, playing guitar. That isn't really that much farther than what we've done before. Like, we usually do stuff like that on all our other records. We have stuff that could be almost a country song. So, I don't know. I mean, we're probably one of the few rock bands that can go out there and not necessarily have a very narrow kind of way of writing songs. There's like great bands like Tool, you know? Tool just does what they do, and you know it's Tool. Like the first time you hear them, it doesn't matter what they do. Every record they put out is going to be Tool. But you know, if Maynard wants to go do something else, so they start a new band. Well, we don't. We just, you know, we have like three bands in one. We just, it's all Theory of a Dead Man.
Sunday Strip.
With Kramer. With Kramer.
Something to say. Take another look around and find someone else to play. Needless to say, you got a problem. Left of the pain. Take a good look at yourself and see who's really to blame. Needless to say, you got issues. But I'm gonna fix you. So get up and-
feel this way. I'm so happy that I threw you away.
That means something.
You're probably all sick of it by now. It's called Hail to the King.
This is Sunday Bloody Sunday.
This is killing me slowly.
I'm going to do a song from an album called Euphoria Morning, and the song is called Can't Change Me.
Hi, we're Evanescence, and this is Going Under.
Hey, we're Dirty Honey, and this is our first single, When I'm Gone.
This song's called I Write Sins, Not Tragedies. It goes like this.
Acoustic rock that rocks. Sunday Strip.
I'm in love with an angel, heaven forbid. Made me a believer with the touch of skin. I go to hell and back with you. Stay lost in what we found. Worlds apart, we were the same until we hit the ground. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm weak. Blinded by what I see. Wanted a soldier, but it wasn't me. Cause they can never set you free. So fly on your own. It's time I let you go. Safe until they're crashing down. Worlds apart, we were the same until you hit the ground. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm weak. Maybe I'm blinded by what I see. Wanted a soldier, but it wasn't me. Cause it can never set you free. So fight. Safe until they're crashing down. Worlds apart, we were the same until you hit the ground. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm weak. Maybe I'm blinded by what I see. Wanted a soldier, but it wasn't me. Cause it can never set you free. So fight.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. It is Kramer, Theory of a Dead Man. You know, they've been around since 1999. I don't think most people know that. And you know what? There's a lot of bands like that that were doing really well back in the 90s and early 2000s, but they still put out new stuff, and for some reason people think they're a new band. You know, I do so much research for this show, and I'm always trying to dig in to rock music deeper. And this week I was driving, and the Goo Goo Dolls came on the radio, and it was on a mix station. So I started thinking, were they ever a rock band? Because all I remember from the Goo Goo Dolls was that they were like an adult contemporary kind of band or whatever. So I looked it up, and they had, I mean, like, I don't know, 20 top 10 hits or something crazy on the rock charts. Here's lead singer John Resnick kind of being honest that one song, which we're about to play, kind of fueled the band's career for over a decade.
And I don't want the world to see me.
You know, Iris is a super important song just because it literally changed our lives. And it's also helped fuel the last 13, 14 years of our career, put us on a completely different level, where it sort of legitimized us as a band that wasn't just going to have one hit.
Unplugged and Stripped. Sunday Stripped.
To touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I can taste is this morning, and all I can breathe is your life. When sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. Tears that ain't coming, or the moment the truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am.
Listening to the only show of its kind in the world.
This is Sunday Strip.
Acoustic rock that rocks.
Who's to know if your soul will fade?
made at home, the one you sold to fool the world. You lost your self-esteem along the way. Yeah. Good God, you killed the number threes. Good God, you're dragging it out. Good God, it's the changing of the seasons. I feel so rape. You follow me down into the vacant, out of direction, vacant. Don't belong here, vacant. Feel like affection. Such a hypocrite. You should know that your lies don't hide your flaws. No sense in hiding all of yours. You gave up on your dreams alone. With reasons, good God, you're dragging it out. Good God, it's the changing of the seasons. I feel so rape. Follow me down into the fake. You're out of direction, fake. Don't belong here, fake. Feel like infection. Such a hypocrite. Cause I can fake with the best of anyone. I can fake with the best of anyone. I can fake with the best of anyone. I can fake. Self-esteem alone. Wait, yeah. Good God, you're coming up with reasons. Good God, you're dragging it out. Good God, it's the changing of the seasons. I feel so rape. Follow me down into the vacant, out of direction, fate.
Sunday Stripped, Kramer. There you go, Seether. It's insane the amount of work they've put out over the years. It's a band that never seems to be in conversations about, you know, one of the best live bands for some reason, which blows me away because they are awesome live. Up to the band Ghost. You know, they're Swedish. They're a Swedish band, and they have won countless awards, Grammys, you name it, and the critics love it. They're one of those Black Death satanic bands with the masks and stuff. Here's Tobias, lead singer, taking the question about how they differ from other black metal bands. By the way, taking it way too seriously, but...
I think one of the major differences between us and most, I'm saying most black metal bands, like the traditional ones, yeah, are that our bring a joyous moment. Tongue-in-cheek or not, it's just the whole idea is for everybody to smile and be happy. I'm not saying that every other black metal band is the exact opposite, but it definitely has a that is not on the agenda. It's basically to sort of create this almost unpleasant atmosphere. As a fan, I love that too. Yeah. I like going to shows where, you know, it feels like you're in an acid bath, basically. And it's fun, but it's somewhat one-dimensional. So yeah. that was not what we wanted to create ourselves. We wanted it to be more like a horror, humor, and almost like a divine force. It feels like you're being touched by a sphere that you cannot really define.
Sunday Stripped.
Oh, hell yeah.
With Kramer.
In times of turmoil, in times like these, belief's contagious, spreading disease. This wretched mischief is now coursing through your souls. Never to let go. Never to let go.
Chicago! Ah. We'll get better at that, right? Ah. Your turn coming up.
Into your sanctum, you let them in. Now all your loved ones and all your kin will suffer punishments beneath the wrath of God. Never to forgive, never to forgive. Nothing you can.
Sunday Stripped, acoustic rock that rocks. The show for August 13th, 2023, coming to a wrap. This is our 20th show. Can you believe that? Time flies when you're having fun. Did you miss the last 19? Well, you can find them all at sundaystripped.com. If you'd like to sponsor a segment of the show, I'd love you. Send an email to sundaystripped@gmail.com. I want to give a big shout out to Kate Upton. She sent me a really sweet note this week saying she listens to the shows. And I'm so glad she's happy. We broke up about 10 years ago. And if I had not cheated on her, who knows what would have, you know, gone on to happen. So, hi, Kate. I miss you. You guys have an awesome week. Take care of yourselves. Be safe and know that Daddy loves Kate Upton, but he loves you too. I'll see you, man.